Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. More than 35 million people are under flood watches right now in California. CBS's Steve Futterman's in L.A.
At times, it does seem like the rain will never stop.
It's been raining for days and days, a lot of mud flowing.
This woman here in Los Angeles says with climate change, better get used to it.
I expect we'll see more storms like this in the years to come.
There has been flooding, mudslides, down trees, power outages, sinkholes. L.A. fire officials say they are ready.
We have extra staffing. We have swift water teams.
And in Ventura, north of L.A., an overflow river led to large amounts of water on the critical 101 highway, forcing closure in several spots.
More than 200,000 people across the state don't have power. Republicans now want answers about classified documents found at President Biden's think tank in D.C.
The White House and congressional Democrats say the matter is being handled properly, with the immediate tip-off to the National Archives that documents with classified markings had been found. California Congressman Pete Aguilar.
The president is handling it the way he should.
But Republicans are asking the Director of National Intelligence to conduct a national security damage assessment. And House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says if Biden documents were handled improperly, it's at least hypocritical.
He was very critical of President Trump.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Meantime, Democrats have filed an ethics complaint against a newly elected Republican. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
New York Representatives Richie Torres and Dan Goldman are calling for the Ethics Committee to investigate George Santos, also of New York, over his false claims about his background and work experience. Goldman says the Republican leadership needs to step up.
George Santos needs to be held accountable for his lies. They have not commented on this publicly. They have not condemned George Santos.
Trump's former CFO, Alan Weisselberg, is headed to prison.
It's for fraud and tax crimes, for dodging taxes on $1.7 million in job perks working for Trump.
He deeply regrets the lapse in judgment.
Weisselberg attorney Nicholas Gravanti.
Today is obviously a difficult day for him, but it is a day that he has been preparing for many months since he entered his plea last August.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Controversial influencer Andrew Tate will remain in custody in Romania after a judge denied his appeal today. He faces organized crime, human trafficking, and rape charges. A major retailer is struggling to stay afloat. CBS's Jason Brooks.
Bed Bath & Beyond says its sales plummeted 32% in the recent quarter, adding more fuel to worries that the retailer is heading for bankruptcy. The Union, New Jersey-based chain lost $393 million in the quarter.
The company plans to close stores and cut employees. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair with your headlines. Some We Energies customers this month opening bills much higher than usual. Mike Oslin from Juneau telling WISN News his latest bill was $430 compared to the $180 he usually pays. We Energy spokesman Brendan Conway blaming the cost of natural gas and the brutally cold weather in December. Conway says save money by turning the thermostat down, especially when you're not home or before bedtime. If you have information on criminal activity involving Frank Schumann, the Vilas County Sheriff's Office wants to talk to you. Schumann under investigation for more than 6 months for numerous offenses against women, including substantial battery, false imprisonment, recklessly endangering safety, and strangulation. Schumann arrested January 7th for substantial battery is being held on a $15,000 cash bond. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the happy hour. Can't quite get it straight. I'm the two for Tuesday. I haven't even started drinking yet. Yeah, I've been taking her easy this January. Oh. I've only had one occasion to drink. Night Giannis scored 55.
One occasion to drink, man. How about smoking? Is there always an occasion to smoke?
I didn't say it was a dry January. I just said I'd been cutting back on the drinking. You know,
good
trying
man.
Trying to watch my girlish figure and all those sort of things.
Oh, yes, of course.
So it's not that. But anyways, here we are. Happier Happy Hour, the Tuesday edition. And the phone lines, they're open, as always, at 844-967-2789. Know that bothers me. I think you're showing disloyalty.
What's the...
I demand, like, cult-like followers. I want the sort of followers that Alan Weisselberg apparently is over at the Trump org, man, talking about a guy that'll throw himself on the sword. That's the sort of loyalty I seek from guys like you.
Good luck with that, Crudy. CNN reporting today, Alan Weisselberg, former President Trump's longtime chief financial officer, was sentenced by a New York judge to 5 months in jail for his role in long tax fraud scheme after testifying as the state's witness against the Trump Organization. Following the court hearing, Weisselberg, who is 75 years old, is expected to report to Rikers Island, the notorious New York City jail, to begin serving his sentence immediately.
Rikers, that is the hammer, Dom. You know, I hear 5 months for effectively, I mean, this guy, this reminds me of the Goodfellas movie. Young Ray Liotta, you know, when his character pops his cherry, keeps his mouth shut.
His first arrest and keeps his mouth shut, yes.
Keeps his mouth shut. And that's effectively what Weisselberg did. He got a small sentence. I mean, 15 years was the sentence he was being threatened with. And how he could still shield his, not former employer, Donald Trump, but his current employer, because he continued to work for the Trump org throughout the course of time when he was on trial for misleading the Trump org and of course the taxing authorities by misleading the Trump org. But of course he wasn't
Come course, the Trumps knew what was up. They benefited from the scheme as well. He pleaded guilty last August to 15 felonies in a deal with prosecutors. As part of the deal, he was required to testify truthfully at the trial of Trump Organization, pay $2 million in back taxes, interest, and penalties, and waive any right to appeal. His attorney said that...
Other than the Rikers part, this guy got off easy, man.
70. I agree. I mean, absolutely. He was looking at 5 to 15. And even the 5 month, he'll get out in what, 3 months for good behavior? But at 75 in Rikers, that's got to age you just a little bit. His attorney said that today is obviously a difficult day for him, but it is a day for which he has been preparing for many months since he entered his plea last August. Quote, Mr. Weisselberg came to court today ready to begin his sentence, and he is grateful that it has now begun. He deeply regrets the lapse in judgment that resulted in his conviction and regrets it most because of the pain it's caused his loving wife, his sons, and wonderful grandchildren. His lapse in judgment. Is that what it was?
It wasn't painful the way you were disloyal to your former employer. You let down the Trump org. Because he didn't let down the Trump org, of course, he was the personification of a loyal, mob lieutenant. He kept his mouth shut. He took his pop. He's going off to Rikers. 5 months, he'd do that standing on his head. He might have to if he loses his mattress on the first night.
Right, man. I don't know. And again, you know, given the circumstances and the amount of money we're talking about here, I mean, come on. I mean, 5 months, really? Really? And did the prosecutors, did they benefit that much from the testimony? I mean, granted, they did. The New York City, New York District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, Crudy's buddy, he said that the plea and sentence shows that, quote, in Manhattan, you have to play by the rules no matter who you are or who you work for. Now, he and two Trump companies have been convicted of felonies, and Weisselberg will serve a jail sentence for his crimes, Bragg added. Well, that's great. But, you know, corporations can't serve jail sentences. I wish the Trump payroll organization would do a few months in Rikers as well. But, of course, it doesn't happen. So it seems a little light. But given the guy's age, you know, it might be a tough few months for him.
Did you ever see sort of a off movie? Kevin Hart and the guy from Elf, Will Ferrell.
Oh, Will Ferrell.
Get Hard, yeah. I think it was called. And Guy was getting sent off to San Quentin, and he hired Kevin Hart to toughen him up, you know, get him ready for prison. Do you think Weisselberg will hire a toughener upper? Will he get a prison trainer?
He's going to come out all buff, be doing pull-ups and sit-ups and push-ups the whole time. Maybe get out in the yard and, you know, throw some weight around.
What's the recommendation they usually give a guy? You know, when you walk in, first night in prison, punch the biggest guy right in the mouth. Go find the bully. Do you think he joins the Aryan Brotherhood? or some other very good people?
Yeah, I mean, very good people on both sides, on both sides.
Do you think there will be some Trumpsters in there? I mean, do you think there will be some MAGA supportive? When he gets to prison, will he get a warm welcome for being loyal to Trump? Or do you think he's going to get welcomed in the showers or, you know?
I'm not clear that Donald Trump has, you know, that kind of following in New York. I think a lot of people are kind of.
Well, I would think in prison. Crap.
I don't know. I'm not clear about that either, man. I mean, you can't put a guy like that in general population, can you? Well, what happens? I don't know. I'm curious to see how this all works out. But again, being 75 years old and going to Rikers, even for a night or two nights or 2 months or 3 months, is got to be tough.
Did you see what the newest action of the newly elected House majority was? The Republicans, well, defund the IRS after all. You know, so other poor tax cheats like Alan Weisselberg and the Trump org never have to go through the humiliation or accountability of trial and prosecution again.
Not only to abolish and defund the IRS, but also to get rid of what? The income tax and move to a consumption tax. Well, isn't that nice? I mean, a consumption tax. I mean, those that make less money, you know, spend all their money. You know what I'm saying? And those that have a lot of money, well, they don't consume nearly as much as a percentage of their income or their wealth as those that who are not as well off as them.
Do you think this sentence was weak? I found it to be thin gruel, if you will, Dom.
I'm not. I wish it would be at least 10 months. Be a year, man. Get him out. But give him a year. Let him get out in 7 months. I mean, that seems like. And when you're 75, I mean, you know, what are the actuarial tables going to say about Alan Weisselberg, right? You know, 5-10 years maybe. So as a chunk of his tail end of his crooked ass life, yeah, I think it should pay a price. Because if it were you or me, Crudy, we'd be paying the price.
Legal analyst Katie Fang had this to say. I bring you some of the reporting, a little setup. Alan Weisselberg is headed to the infamous Rikers Island prison to serve 5 months after 15 years of tax fraud for former President Donald Trump's businesses. I mean, if you've been doing the crime for 15 consecutive tax filing, isn't that like 15 crimes? But I read on. It's a sentence that is significantly lower than what was anticipated by analysts that thought would be part of the agreement he made with the judge. Well, diversionary agreement. Here's a quote from Katie Fang. Alan Weisselberg testified as the star witness by the prosecution, Katie Fang said during her November 22nd, 2022 show. He was supposed to testify truthfully. I emphasize that. Truthfully. He fell on the sword, telling the jury it was all for me. It benefited me. It did not benefit the Trump organization. Now I read on. If Weisselberg lied during the Trump case, the judge threatened to increase the sentence in the case against him. So when Weisselberg was testifying before the court, he claimed that the only person who scored the sweet tax-free deals from the Trump companies was him. That's a blatant lie, said former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen when speaking to Fang at the time. First of all, how is it that the Trump organization was not benefiting? How is it that Donald Trump, it's his company. Any benefit that comes to the Trump org is realized by Donald. He's the single and only shareholder in the company. I need a company like that. It became clear throughout the course of the case that it was more than Weisselberg. Former FBI General Counsel Andrew Weissman noted in October that Weisselberg should be worried about the state judge finding he lied on the stand. Yes, I think that's a problem, Dom. He might have lied through omission at minimum, but a little bit more. After it was revealed that Weisselberg wouldn't be going to Rikers for more than 5 months, Fang took to Twitter to say, 5 months is disgustingly weak for 15 years of tax fraud. Being white must be awesome, said Ellie Mistel, the nation's legal analyst and lawyer and political analyst Bakari Sellers agreed. Noting that the American rapper Glorilla was handed a longer sentence for shoplifting. She said that she stole cereal and was sentenced to 3 years. Mistel went on to cite another person of color that was charged with tax fraud and got significantly higher sentences. So here's a final quote to think on. For some off the top of my head comparison, Wesley Snipes got 3 years for tax evasion, served 2.5. Always bet on black, unless you're a criminal. Then all white is all right. If I was white, I'd just be straight up steal stuff. College tuition for your damn grandkids for 5 months in jail. Bro, you can't make that kind of money selling drugs for 5 months. Come back, more doubles.
This council has no hesitation in proclaiming you all guilty.
Right in jail, right away.
Now go home and get your f***ing shine box.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out She Can Stem for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shop. Look for mainly cloudy skies tonight with areas of fog and freezing drizzle. A low temperature of 29 degrees and south winds at 5 to 10. Wednesday, cloudy, high of 43. Thursday, rain mixes with light snow. Not looking for any accumulation. High temperature around 35 degrees. Friday, partly sunny, high of 31. Saturday, sunny and 34. That's your latest forecast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, a couple of intriguing headlines I see at the Post. You know, Joe Biden's on the southern border. As I hear tell on Foxy News, it's the first time he's ever been to Mexico. Or the southern border. And he just doesn't care. And it's open borders from here to Mexico, apparently. I don't believe it just because I hear it on Fox News. I've never heard it expressed by the current president, Joe Biden, that he wanted open borders or anything of the sort. But anyways, now that he's down visiting, he's getting handed hate mail by Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, Republican. You know, trying to make a spectacle because that's what Republicans do. That's in lieu of governance these days. They're just trying to go viral.
Right. No doubt. It's a professional trolling. There's not governance. This is all about owning the libs and, you know, getting clicks on TikTok.
Well, that brings me to another intriguing headline, top of the Washington Post digital section. House Republicans form committee to investigate the government. Well, it's about time somebody started investigating the government. And that's the party to do it, the party that doesn't believe in governance. A little bit from Jacqueline Almeny and Devlin Barrett at the Washington Post. Democrats describe the panel as an unprecedented breach of protocol. We'll see what you think, fair audience. 844-967-2789. You can join us, but I'm going to read a bit. The House on Tuesday approved a GOP resolution to create a select subcommittee that Republicans say will launch a far-reaching examination of the agencies and the people that investigated Donald Trump, and that Democrats describe as an unprecedented breach of protocol in the criminal probes and national security matters. Little difference of viewpoint here. Tomato, tomato. I read on. The subcommittee approved on party line vote of 221 to 211 will be empowered to investigate any federal agency that collects information about Americans. Does that include the Census Bureau? Even in cases of ongoing criminal investigation. What could possibly go wrong there, Dom? Congress is going to usurp the Department of Justice, stop the presses on the Trump prosecution. Special counsel? What would stop them? I read on. A carve-out at odds with the Justice Department's longstanding practice of not providing information about ongoing investigations. The subcommittee, which will be housed under the Judiciary Committee, led by the able chairman, Rep. Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, is expected to have resources akin to the House Select Committee that investigated the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol, a concession extracted last week by GOP leaders, you know, the hardliners, Dom, detractors of Rep. Kevin McCarthy, in exchange for votes necessary to make him their bitch. I'm sorry, that's not what it says here, to make him the new speaker. And the broad resolution also explicitly authorizes the Select Committee to seek access to highly classified information provided by intelligence agencies to the House Intelligence Committee. Members of that panel are often briefed on extremely sensitive information with contents that, if widely shared, could damage national security and endanger the lives of American intelligence officers and their assets. Well, let's give that over to Jim Jordan then. One quote, Dom, and then maybe you can do the heavy lifting. Its mandate is whatever Jim Jordan wants to do, said one congressional investigator who works on oversight issues and who, like the others in this report, spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss internal discussions and plans. The mandate is whatever Jim Jordan wants to do.
Well, Jim Jordan has a history of doing nothing, right? Just look at what he didn't do when he was not addressing the sexual assaults going on at the university where he was at. So maybe it won't be so bad after all. I'll jump in here, Crude, again from the Washington Post.
For the assaulters or the victims in this case? Please continue.
The Republicans who have accused Attorney General Merrick Garland of abusing investigative powers to target conservatives have compared the new committee to the Senate Church Committee formed by Democrats in 1975 to investigate civil liberties abuses by intelligence agencies. Democrats have countered that the committee has been born out of the grudge match over the FBI's investigation of one person, Donald Trump. A quote from Jerry Nadler from New York, a rep. Jim Jordan and Kevin McCarthy's claim to be investigating the weaponization of the federal government when, in fact, this new select subcommittee is the weapon itself. It is specifically designed to inject extremist politics into our justice system and shield the MAGA movement from the legal consequences of their action. In order to become Speaker of the House, McCarthy sold out our democracy by handing power-hungry Jim Jordan subpoena power and a green light to settle political scores under the phony pretext of rooting out conservative bias. The Justice Department declined to comment on the proposal. Rep. Thomas Massie, Republican, told reporters Tuesday that he will be serving on the subcommittee, but it's unclear who else will be tapped by GOP leadership. Rep. Nancy Mace, another Republican, said after the vote to form the committee, Jim Jordan is the most powerful chairman in Congress with broad discretion on what he wants to investigate now. What I'm interested in seeking is who and seeing who will be sitting on this committee. Jordan gets to handpick. And while the resolution establishing these subcommittees is ambitious, alarmingly so, to Democrats who view the panel as a political attack machine disguised as an oversight body, how it will work in practice remains to be seen. The Justice Department has at times quarreled with congressional committees over what information should or should not be shared with Congress, including during the Trump administration when Jordan and others accused the Justice Department of unfairly targeting the president. Such fights can drag on for months and occasionally flare into uglier confrontations, such as when the GOP-controlled House in 2012 voted to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt over Republicans' unsatisfied demands for Justice Department documents. While some of the panel's expected membership sets the stage for potential confrontations with the Biden administration, some Democrats and intelligence officials are already voicing concern about the chilling effect the Republican effort may have on ongoing investigations. And isn't that the point, Crudy?
Well, it is a point. Come back with us. We'll try to make a few points. You can be a caller, make a point or two at 844-96-PARTY. Always a party up in here.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. California is getting swamped by severe weather right now. CBS's Steve Futterman's in Ventura.
The rains, which have really battered the Golden State, are going to continue, and we're going to see probably more mudslides, more landslides, as the hillsides just cannot handle much more water.
The Justice Department and now Republicans are looking into classified documents found at President Biden's think tank in D.C. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The House Oversight Committee, led by James Comer of Kentucky, has formally launched its own investigation into this, requesting documents from the White House answering for these records and requesting them by January 24th.
Ukrainian troops will start training on the Patriot missile system in the U.S. soon. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
Training for Ukrainian forces on the Patriot air defense system will begin as soon as next week at Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
The training could take months. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News and our new early morning program heard right here on weekday mornings, Up North News Radio. We're a small but scrappy state-based newsroom that covers politics and policy, but also other stories that show off our state, its people, places, food, and much more. You can find all of that on our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or on your favorite social media site. Just search for Up North News WI. Don't forget the WI and give us a follow. Then, from 6 to 8 a.m., we talk about those stories and much more right here on the statewide radio stations of Civic Media. We have guests, analysis, commentary, we talk music, sports, weather, and probably a few too many anecdotes about my time as a TV anchor, a state legislator, an island dweller, and now a grandpa. It's real information and good conversation that's unabashedly Wisconsin. That's Up North News Radio, weekday mornings from 6 to 8, on the radio, online, and on demand.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday Happier Happy Hour. Dom's looking for the Gideon's Bible in the stand there in the hotel room. I got a few show notes, Dom, if you'll allow me to indulge. First and foremost, and this one's really for one specific human being, our good friend, Dr. Harvey K. up in Green Bay. Every single day, Harvey asks me, when are the Devil's Advocates launching in Green Bay? You've promised me coverage in Brown County, Green Bay, the Fox Valley, and we're in Oshkosh. We're on 1100 AM and 98.3 FM in Oshkosh. Oshkosh Air Support. But I promise, Dom, we're coming to Green Bay. So, Harvey, I can just tell you, the countdown has begun. It's like less than a week now. So, Harvey, don't call me every day. Yeah. I'll update you as soon as we can. I swear to God, we're coming to Green Bay, Harvey. So tell all your friends, you know, Devils are coming. But beyond that, Badgers are tipping off against Michigan State right up the road from me here. I'm on University Ave in the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison. And the Badgers are tipping off, I believe, at the Kohl Center. Michigan State, dude. I love the Big Ten. And you can listen right here on Civic Media, on the Civic Media app. Not on Devil Radio, but you can listen on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids. And you can listen on WRCE, news from the center in Richland Center and up in Lake Eyre Country, Amory, WXCE. We'll be playing out the Badger game. That tip-off will take you up to tip-off, I'll tell you what. Badgers, I think they're going to... You know, I always like when they beat Tom Izzo. Just saying. And one other thing. You got to tune in tomorrow. In the 4 o'clock hour, Dom, this big program, mostly me, and I'm letting the audience in on an early secret, there is going to be a seven-figure statewide giveaway for small business owners. Sort of a Main Street thank you from Civic Media. And we're going to announce the details at least I'm going to announce the details in the 4 o'clock hour tomorrow. So if you got any friends that are small business owners, or if you're interested, even here in Madison, there's going to be seven figures. Count that, Dom. How many zeros is that?
That's six a lot zeros, of zeros, Rudy.
Plus a one. That's seven figures. That's $1 million, Dom. So tune in tomorrow. Giving away $1 million soon. Anyways... Back to the show. What do you want to talk about? And I've been watching CJ in the queue for some time now, and I've been wondering, do we get to the phones? Do we allow CJ to besmirch the airways again today?
Oh, yeah, man. We take all callers, even those from CJ, 844-967-2789. Welcome, CJ. Happy Tuesday. What do you got for us today?
Hey, CJ.
Hey there, guys. Well, I'm wondering if Civic Radio is going to cover the Truth Detector Jim Jordan's committee meetings, and I bet you Pencil Neck Shift won't be on any of those because he lied about us for $25 million in 2.5 years.
Wait. But you're losing me already. Tell me what Schiff did. What did Schiff lie about, and where'd the $25 million figure come from?
$25 million for the Russian collusion. But you know what? You haven't stated about the secret documents found in the Biden office.
I actually broke it in real time. When I saw the news breaking on CNN, we told the audience yesterday.
Yeah, but you don't cover it the way you did.
I always called what happened in Mar-a-Lago, dude. You've been listening, CJ. What I call it. Paperwork crimes, dude. I want to talk about the insurrection, the coup against the U.S. government, what the findings of the J6 and the criminal referrals thereof show me about the former president. The paperwork crimes, as I've described them, I could give a damn, a dinker's damn.
Wasn't convicted, was he? So the
not yet.
That you guys still want to talk about him and Scott Walker, but you don't cover this president?
I covered it yesterday. You're a day late and a dollar short, CJ. Where were you yesterday?
CJ, you know, let me ask you a question. Number one, Jim Jordan is a horrible human being. Number one, let's just put that out there, and you can like it or not like it, and we'll see how the Republicans are going to govern in the House. We've already seen, 15 votes for McCarthy, giving away the store to selling his soul to try to become Speaker. Then he'll be under the thumb of all the righties. But, CJ, you know, Donald Trump is still being investigated, right, for many things. Now, let me ask you a couple of very specific issues, and I'll get your opinion, because you seem to think that all Russia collusion, now, there was nothing there, but of course there was something there, right? We talked about this, CJ. I mean, you know, Paul Manafort was Donald Trump's campaign manager. He gave poll data to his buddy Konstantin Kalimnik, who's a Russian agent. That has been factually reported. And what are your thoughts on that, CJ?
Fact is that Hillary Clinton campaign paid.
CJ, you're missing.
Moving on. Hillary's emails.
This whole thing, you know, I appreciate wanting to, if anything else, shine the light on corruption. Okay, I'm fine with that. You know, we were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, the kids of powerful people, be it the Biden kids or the Trump kids or, hell, you know, the royal family, who I could give a damn about. But damn, you can't turn a radio or a television station without seeing something about the British royal family. Gag me. But anyway, you know, keeping a light on corruption is a bipartisan thing. I don't like corrupt people. I don't care what their political affiliations are. If someone is taking advantage of the system, someone's breaking the law, if someone is acting in unethical manners, we should all fight against that, because that's serving themselves and not serving you know, the constituents. But CJ, you can't even, you know, took a look at any of these one of several investigations going on and be honest about it and assess. Yeah, man, Donald Trump looked really bad in that. When Donald Trump's on tape asking for 11,780 votes, when Donald Trump on that phone call says, well, you know, you guys might be in some legal problems if you don't do what I say, when Donald Trump says multiple times, hey, give me a break, guys, I see 11,000 votes, you know, doing his best Rodney Dangerfield, I mean, that's extremely corrupt, man. Under what circumstances? If that was Hillary Clinton, as you mentioned before, we cut your ass off. If that was Hillary Clinton asking for 11,780 votes, you know what I'd be doing, CJ? I'd be saying the same thing. That's corrupt and I should be prosecuted. I don't know what it is about Republicanism or MAGA nowadays that you can't stand up and be objective, looking at your own cult leader. The guy fomented a rebellion, a coup, an insurrection in this country. He did it with a conspiracy of Republicans to do so, and then he lied and he tried to, you know, steal the election in Georgia, amongst many other things. So yeah, you know, we're not living in the past, because these investigations are currently ongoing and waiting with bated breath for Jack Smith to lay down the lumber.
The problem, Dom, and I'll defend CJ only in this regard, Bill Barr misconstrued the contents of the Mueller report. Donald Trump certainly has misconstrued the contents of the Mueller report. He was never exonerated, right? Mueller said specifically, if I could have exonerated the former president, I would have. But what he did say is there were so many acts of obstruction of justice that potentially should have been prosecuted that they really never got to the bottom of, quote-unquote, the Russian collusion issue. But subsequently, we do have credible reporting that Kilimnik shared polling information with Russian spies. That's collusion on the highest level. That's Paul Manafort. That's the campaign manager sharing with the KGB the inside polling from Donald Trump. And let's not forget, he was working for free. Manafort worked campaign manager for Donald Trump, the supposed billionaire. And the price was right. Trump's favorite price. He was going to stiff him anyways. But he worked for free because he was making it out the back door, CJ. But I don't even care about that at this late hour. I agree with you, Dom. The insurrection against the United States government is the crime that I want history to remember Donald Trump for. And be it Hillary and her emails, Joe Biden and these accusations that he had 10 classified documents, or the fact that Donald Trump, even after 2 and 3 S from the archives, was holding on to 325 classified documents. I don't give a damn about any of them, CJ. Only one was an insurrectionist, and that was your guy. 844-967-2789. Dana from La Crosse. He's on my team. He's a good guy, and he's from our old stomping grounds.
Hey, Dana, what's happening?
Hey, guys, how are you tonight?
Good, man. You got the coolest Devil's Advocates bumper sticker I've ever seen anyone individually make and put on the back of their car.
I sure do. I definitely do. Hey, I got something for CJ, but first, Dom, I was trying to catch you last week. I did have something I wanted to say to you last week. It might be a little late now, but go Lions.
Thanks, man. We'll take it.
Your blind's breaking up, Tina. Gotta go. No, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, CJ, all you got is words. You come on and you say these words like Adam Schiff, $25 million. You are asked to explain it, given as much time as you need to explain it, and you come back with, well, yeah, he made $25 or $25 million. That's not an answer. So you got nothing, CJ, and that's all you guys ever have. However, Georgia has the goods. Jack Smith has the goods. This is all documented proof, and you are going to see the light soon. Speaking of seeing, I got a question for you, CJ. How many times do you think the Republicans are going to show you Hunter's penis in Congress?
Oh, it's going to happen. Like it or not, there's going to be a lot of Hunter's junk presented. Congressional subcommittees. I mean, who better than Jim Jordan to head up that committee?
With his history, appropriate, right?
You know, I wonder how much Republicans spent on Benghazi. How many hearings did they have on Benghazi? Right, about crucifying, pre-damaging Hillary Clinton, and of course the next round of investigations above and beyond, undermining the investigations, the Department of Justice, the executive branch investigations of the former president for insurrection. And I got to say, do you notice what they do in Brazil? It's been 18 months plus here. 2 years. Hell, we just turned January 6th, right? 2 years since the insurrection. No charges against the head of the coup. And I mean Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, and the others. Eastman, Clark. They were all at the top of this coup, and they should all be charged. But they charged the mound in Brazil. Bolsonaro's people, you know, very Trump-like January 6th, except it happened on the 8th, 2 years later.
Yeah, Bolsonaro's sitting in Florida with Trump.
And Steve Bannon's advising Bolsonaro, and Stephen Miller is advising Bolsonaro, except the people at the Capitol, they arrested 400 or 500 of them in real time. And they went after two of the chief security people in the Brazilian government. Day one, the Brazilian Supreme Court got involved. Well, that's how I wish the Department of Justice was acting, because then we wouldn't have jacknuts like CJ calling us. Well, nothing ever came of the obstruction and the collusion. And the paperwork crimes, as I've often described them, the classified documents Trump was holing up with in Mar-a-Lago. You're right, CJ. Others have been accused of similar crimes, although I think Trump's were probably worse. But again, your guy's the only insurrectionist. Your guy's the only one that didn't accept the outcome of the election and incited a violent mob and planned. And ends justify the means. They planned, you know, didn't matter what the outcome of the election was. Trump knew he's down in the polls. He always planned to stick it to democracy. And if his vice president had to get hung, well, you know, collateral damage. So there's a little difference there. And, you know, the party of Kevin McCarthy and this fiasco, when you call me up and say Hillary's emails, I mean, that is thin gruel. Come back. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls. Last segment for the day. Tip off for the Badgers at 6. Listen on the stream, Civic Media, locally grown radio, WRCE or WXCE in Amory.
CJ, the sauce is weak.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Look for mainly cloudy skies tonight with areas of fog and freezing drizzle. A low temperature of 29 degrees and south winds at 5 to 10. Wednesday, cloudy, high of 43. Thursday, rain mixes with light snow, not looking for any accumulation. High temperature around 35 degrees. Friday, partly sunny, high of 31. Saturday, sunny and 34. That's your latest forecast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It is the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
This new Inquisition subpanel the Republicans have formed today, headed by the unbridled Jim Jordan, right? He's going to be unconstrained in this thing. What does he want to investigate? Any damn thing he thinks. So anyways, he told reporters today, and Democratic aides on this Judiciary Committee told NBC News on Monday that this committee is Benghazi on steroids. It's crazy. But here's how Jim Jordan, you know, describes the priorities of this new subcommittee. It's pretty basic, Jordan told reporters about the Justice Department. It's a violation of the First Amendment, and the First Amendment is pretty important. That's why it's the first one.
Oh, way to dig deep, Jim.
The allegations he's referencing are about the concerns, you know, the unfounded concerns primarily, that the Justice Department was investigating citizens who protested at school board meetings. The Justice Department says that it only investigated people who made direct threats to local officials. That was happening there for a while, remember, Jim?
Yes, I do recall, and they should be investigated. If you are of the mindset to threaten the lives of your local school boards for whatever damn reason you read about on InfoWars or heard on Fox News, you should be investigated for that.
Well, here's number two, Dom. Jordan is also seeking to investigate information from the so-called Twitter files, claiming the U.S. government conspired with social media companies to suppress conservatives. They're always the victims, aren't they, in their telling? I mean, you know, in life, I really wouldn't be able to go through life victimized like these Republicans. They get sand kicked in their face constantly in their telling. Anyways, when asked what the third problem is, you know, step number one, steal underwear. Step three, make profit. When asked what step number two is, Jim Jordan seemed to forget. Technically, it was step number three in his case. And then, what did we learn last week? The White House was actually, the White House was trying to, I forget what it was. That was his press conference. He forgets what, oops, sort of a Rick Perry moment there.
Yeah, right. He's going to get rid of the Department of Energy.
Now, Dominic, here is the rest of his quote. You know, the esteemed subcommittee chairman, the inquisitor-in-chief, the newest Joe McCarthy of the Republicans, Jim Jordan says the White House last year was trying to direct the tax policy from the highest levels of our government. Does that mean, you know, he was like hiring IRS agents? The highest levels of government are the White House, Jordan evaded. So we think that's an important one. And those are his three.
Wow. It's going to be interesting to see how this Republican House, you know, governs. We've seen their priorities already, right? Get rid of IRS. No. That's a priority for them. And try to what, get involved in stopping or somehow casting shade on justified investigations of insurrectionist bastards like Jim Jordan. I mean, you know, Jim Jordan, you're one of the guys, man, and now he's going to lead this committee. I mean, it is just a ruckus over there at the House right now, and I have zero confidence that they're going to get anything done.
Well, Scott Perry, my understanding, Scott Perry, who had his cell phones and digital communication seized by the Department of Justice, apparently under investigation for some criminal involvement with the January 6th. Well, Perry's also very interested in investigating, you know, the FBI, the ones that would take his cell phone away just because he's...
Right. If you have a problem with the FBI investigating you, then maybe you shouldn't take part in a conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States. I mean, call me crazy, but, you know, what do you guys always say, you Republicans? Don't break the law, right? You're the law and order. How many times have I heard that from this GOP? Oh, we're the law and order. Oh, really? You're the law and order political party right now?
When you break the law... If you're Scott Walker, the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, you get rid of the John Doe, you change campaign finance laws, you investigate the investigators. I mean, there are a number of steps. These playbooks have been written prior, Dom. You know, they're just following old rules here. While there's still time, let's get a few callers in here at 844-967-2789. The real Jake, the actual Jake from Eureka. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake. You know, if those Republican politicians don't want to be investigated by the FBI, they might want to stop being such a bunch of Russia-loving Putin puppets who are committing crimes on a daily basis that everybody can see clearly. Everybody knows Trump is a criminal. Everybody knows Jim Jordan is a criminal. The real question is, why isn't Jim Jordan in prison? I mean, he's going to lead this investigation. Best of luck, Republicans, because, you know, when it comes to going after Hunter Biden's laptop, we all happen to recall the fact that Donald Trump has a son by the name of Donald Trump Jr., who is a giant cokehead, not to mention his mistress, Kimberly Guilfoyle.
No, they're married now.
Republican convention, whether I guess that makes it all good that they're coked out of their minds. You know, hey, at least they're married.
Well, that's a legend. Yeah, you don't know for sure, Jake, that they're coked out of their minds just because when they speak publicly, you know, they say things like, the best is yet to come.
Don't let the wide eyes fool you, Jake. Thanks for the call, man. 844-967. Let's not forget, Jake, Kushner, man. I mean, this kid got $2 billion from the Saudis to, what, do an investment fund? Something that dude's never, ever, ever done, let alone the financing of 666. So, I mean, if they're going to get into the whole family dynamic, you know, they don't have to look far. They don't even need to look over to the other side of the aisle. They got plenty of that in their own backyard.
You know, there's a lot of Nepo babies going on. 844-967-2789. Tom from Cedarburg. Welcome back, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hi, guys. Hey, I'm wondering, when are you going to start interviewing Janet Protasiewicz?
Well, as soon as they make her available to us, Tom. There was a candidate forum yesterday. And, you know, I've got decent relations with the campaign. I reached out last week. They know we're here, man. Super coolest, best radio show ever. You know, right. I think they should be clamoring to get her on the show. What do you think, Tom?
You guys make a difference. I've seen it before over the years. You really do.
Well, we've had Everett Mitchell a couple of times. We are working to try and put together a candidate forum before the primary election as a civic media product. Our news director is working on that. I'm just observing over his shoulder. But we'll have Protasiewicz on. Protasiewicz. I was kind of sliding it off at the end there. It's Witch. Protasiewicz. Janet Protasiewicz. Everett Mitchell. Just
they were
Dan Kelly. I want to thank our fine guest from early in the program, Dom. She's running for Wisconsin's 8th Senate District. She was Democrat Jody Habish. Senekin. Jody, G-O-D. J-O-D-I, Jody for Senate. Stick around. Badgers across the network and some other fine programs like Busted Pencils.
Never hang around gymnasium, Jim.
The best is yet to come.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business.
Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.